Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Nonstop flights from Logan Airport in Boston to Dubai begin tonight. In May, you could fly to another new destination, Istanbul. Then in June, nonstop flights between Boston and Beijing begin. Massport, which operates Logan, is courting carriers from around the globe, and the charm offensive appears to be working. WBUR's Usma Khalid reports on why the airlines are choosing Boston and how Massport is attracting them.
In the last 2 years, the airport has signed up 5 new international airlines. Experts say it's a remarkable feat.
Hard to find other examples as impressive as Boston.
That's Seth Kaplan, an analyst for the industry publication Airline Weekly.
The fact that no legacy airline, what we call legacy airlines like American, United, and so forth, that none of those airlines dominate Boston does help attract some of this service from abroad.
The other big factor?
JetBlue enables a lot of this.
JetBlue has relationships with more than 30 airlines. So, for example, you can check your bag in Savannah, Georgia on a JetBlue flight to Boston, continue with Aer Lingus to Dublin, and your bag goes all the way, no rechecking. Plus, JetBlue owns the Boston market, 26% of all Logan traffic. Today, JetBlue launches flights between Boston and Detroit. That's no coincidence. Detroit is a mecca for Arabs. And tonight at 11:15, the first Emirates Airline flight from Logan's Terminal E departs for the United Arab Emirates. At a recent Chamber of Commerce meeting, the director of operations for JetBlue stopped Pubin Liang to swap business cards. Liang runs the North America service for Hainan Airlines.
You've got my card and look forward to working with them.
Yeah. Hainan begins flights from Boston to Beijing this June for as cheap as $1,200. Liang says Boston is one of the strongest markets for China because of its economy, the universities and corporations.
For the other airport, there is a lot of connecting passengers, but Boston is the largest point-to-point passenger pool. Statistically, Boston is attractive.
In fact, Liang says Hainan wanted to start flying to Boston a couple years ago, but it needed the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which has had a problematic debut with fires and smoking batteries. The plane is now up and running, and it allows long flights, like 14-hour trips to Beijing, with fewer passengers on shorter runways. This new airline technology is helping fuel the boom in Logan business. In 2012, when Japan Airlines began service between Boston and Tokyo, it also used the 787. The other selling point is that each of these new destinations is seen as a gateway to other countries. Last July, Copa Airlines, which is based in Panama, began flights to Panama City.
Panama is the major connecting hub in Latin America.
That's Copa CEO Pedro Heilbrin.
So our flight is not only about Panama, it's about connecting Panama with many other countries and destinations, and we connect Boston through Panama with 7 cities in Brazil.
Heilbrin won't say exactly how full his flights to Panama are these days, but he says he's satisfied.
This flight is not even a year old, so the fact that we're doing as or better than expected is great for us.
He admits winter is a busy season, and he's worried about March and April. But he says Copa is still young and needs to build its brand recognition. That's where Massport is trying to help. It offers each of these new airlines freebies, things like advertisements on the side of Logan buses and temporary waivers for landing fees. Tom Glynn, the head of Massport, says giving away perks is just part of doing business.
Every airport basically is offering these incentive programs. I don't really think ours is that different. What it really does is it makes it easier for a new airline in a new airport to kind of smooth out the startup.
Over the course of 4 years, with 5 new international airlines, the airport expects these subsidies will add up to $5.6 million. That number may sound like a lot, but to be fair, Massport is offering a fraction of what other major airports are shelling out. For example, Dallas-Fort Worth expects its incentives will total $40 million over 5 years. One concern voiced by the CEO of Panama's Copa Airlines is that Logan will inevitably become more congested. Overseas travel is the fastest growing sector of the Logan market, up 20% in the last 10 years. And he fears Boston could become another one of those notorious airports with infinitely long customs lines. Tom Glynn insists Logan has enough customs and border protection agents to cope with the influx.
As we've expanded, we still have 15-minute waits on average, whereas, you know, a number of the other major airports have an hour's wait.
But by July, the airport will have three more international airlines. Glynn says he's not concerned about accommodating the additional flights.
The bigger issue is in the terminals, and especially Terminal E, and accommodating additional folks.
So this summer, $100 million renovations will begin at Logan to connect Terminal C with Terminal E, so transit passengers won't have to redo security. And there's also plans to install those self-service kiosks for passport controls. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.